Oh, you can.
I promise to love, honor, and respect you.
I promise to love, cherish, and protect you.
From this day forward.
Till death do us part.
I remember our wedding day. It was awesome. I mean, my dress was gorgeous, and all of the flowers were so beautiful. And everybody that I loved was there, you know, all of my family, and the day was just amazing. I mean, it was good. It was really, really good. And there was this moment right before I walked down the aisle, and I remember looking up to God and just feeling so thankful for this man that he had given me.
I was scared to death. Seriously, I thought I was going to pee my pants. I mean, I don't usually get in front of people like that, let alone wearing a tux. Come on. I forgot to go to the bathroom before the ceremony started, and I kept thinking, don't pee yourself, and don't lock your knees, and keep breathing. And then all of a sudden, I looked up, and there she was. She took my breath away. I never wanted it back.
Our honeymoon was amazing. I mean, we went to a tropical island, and it was just a whole week of relaxing, and we got to walk on the beach a lot and just spend time together. We were just so in love.
We went to the street vendors, you know, and we were looking around at stuff, and we didn't have a lot of money, but I picked up this amber necklace, and I put it up against her skin, and I knew she had to have it because she was worth it.
And then we went home.
Oh, no. Is that the end of the story? How do you keep the we in wedding? Now, that'll challenge your mind. How do you keep the we in wedding? And you have to write that out to see that. Part of this is what God is telling us, what is so amazing. As you have the DNA in your body, all of this stuff's going on. You ain't got a clue of what's going on in your mind and in your body. But God does. Genesis chapter 2. Look in there. Genesis chapter 2. I want to pick it up with you on verse 18. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And we're thinking about how God created a wife for Adam, a very, very special. And we're going to go into some questions that people are asking. And then we're going to look at our text. But I'd like for us to focus in, and that way we'll kind of get our mindset in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each of the living creatures, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he had made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." I like to introduce to you this day that what God has in His Word is forever, for lasting. And I know the introduction as you begin to look, and then they went home. But I want you to see how beautiful marriage really is. I want you to see how great a person you are. I want you to see that God created you to be a very, very special person. God created a wife. Larry, get my signs down with you like this, okay? Yeah, y'all bear with me. We got sign language. Just means toop. Okay, all right, next slide. There we go. Here we go. Got to ask some questions, though. What do we learn about God's character in that he finished all he planned to create? What do you know about God? This is from last week. Okay, test time. What do you know about God? Does God finish what he starts? That's definite. So the character of God, remember, if God starts something in you, you know that he's going to finish it. What does the Bible mean when it says God rested on the seventh day? He rested? Was he tired? No. He ceased from activity. Okay? He rested. He ceased from activity. Did he make the Sabbath day special? Yes, he did. He made it holy so that we would do what? We would rest. Why didn't God consult Adam before putting him in the garden? Didn't need to? No, he didn't, did he? Because God knew what was best for Adam. God always knows what is best. So it was best for Adam to go into the Garden of Eden. God placed him there. Let's look at the next one. What do we learn? If Adam willingly ate from the tree of life, what would that have shown about him? Y'all remember there's two trees in there. What are those trees? Give me the two trees. There you go, okay? The tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Okay, so therefore, if Adam willingly ate from the tree of life, what would that have shown about him? It would have shown that he was depending on God. If he'd eaten of the tree of life, his total dependence would be upon God, and he would live with God forever. Why didn't God want Adam to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil? He would die, absolutely. But it also says that Adam would not receive the best. He would die. And we're going to see, think about that in a moment. He would die. But God wanted what was best. God knew what was best. Why do you think God gave Adam Eve? Because God knew what was best. Now, why didn't God want Adam to eat of the tree? We just talked about that. So, what did God mean when he said Adam would die? Let me see. Stallone's not here today to help me out. Y'all remember this from last week? Michelle, is it dead? It's dead. Why is it dead? It's cut off from the main branch, cut off from the source of life. When Adam and Eve died, three things happened. What? They died physically, they died spiritually, and they died ultimately, which would be eternal separation. Death means separation. And there are those who are in this world, maybe in this room right here, that are dead, and they don't even know it. They look sort of alive, but we'll kind of see as we watch. So, if my illustration stays hidden, y'all don't tell anybody. Okay, all right. So therefore, now we're thinking about this. All right, let's carry it on, Larry. Let's kind of keep us up to date. Where are we? We're talking about a line. We're talking about creation. We talked about pre-creation with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We talked about that God created angels, and we see those guys. And then all of a sudden, in our lineage, in our lesson, we're looking at lesson 7 today. We're talking about Adam and Eve. Okay, Larry? So what we're talking about here is that, first of all, that God had to prepare Adam before he ever had Eve. Isn't that neat? God did a work on Jean before Donna. And so therefore, in working like that, God prepared the man before he brought the woman. Real life depends on the Father. Adam had to experience this. How long? Well, how long would you guess? Tricky question. I'll let you think on that one. Before? Okay. So, but what he learned is, just think about it. When we say, "Our Father, who art in heaven," what? That's it. Our Father, give us what? Forgive us. Lead us. Deliver us hey, did Adam know anything about evil? Did Adam know anything about forgiveness? No. Did Adam, well, maybe leading, God told him what not to do. Did Adam know anything about God giving him provisions? Yes, yes, he was in the Garden of Eden. He had all kind of fruit and all. Okay, Larry, God decided Adam needed a wife as a helper. Now, who decided this? Did God go up to Adam one day and say, hey, Adam, you lonely, bud? Did Adam know what he was missing? No, he didn't. He had no clue what he was missing. But Adam had already been given a purpose in life, hadn't he? What are you supposed to do? That's it. Take care of the garden. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over everything that lives in here. So God's got a plan for him, and he's got a potential. But did you know that Adam would never reach his potential without Eve? Eve was so very special in the plan of God. In the potential of Adam. In the purpose that God created. This is how God's bringing these things together. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. You can read it out of your text. I'm going to read it off the wall. Where it says, back up. Thank you. In Genesis 2, 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. I said compatible earlier, but comparable to him. Now, what does that mean, that somebody's going to be comparable? Like? Yeah. Next slide. We're getting you there. Then God said, let us make man in our image. So therefore, is woman going to be made in the image of God? Yes, she is. And the Lord God formed the man out of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Yes, there's life in him. 2:18 said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. We're getting closer. Next slide. What does she look like? What, this woman? Back up one slide. I don't think I sent this one over. When you think about somebody that's comparable, what is that going to look like? Next slide. Go back. Right here, we see that God brought all the animals to be named by him, right? Think about the capacity in a man's mind. Think about when Adam was created, he had the capacity in his mind to give names to all of these different animals. And he did on that very first day. But he'd never found somebody comparable or compatible to be with him. What would this person have to look like? It would have to have a mind, intellect, have to have emotions, and have to have a will of choice. He looked over all the animals. Did he find anybody with a mind that he could communicate with? Did he find anybody with the emotions that they could experience, the emotions of life? Did he find anybody that had the choice, like he had the choice, to choose God or not choose God? And the answer is no. Next slide. There was no suitable companion for Adam among all the animals. They were different in their image. They were different in their role. What? Hey, Adam was supposed to rule over the animals, not be compatible with the animals. He had a purpose. He had a different kind of image. He was created in the image of God. Was a monkey created in the image of God? No, absolutely not. And so, therefore, that we see that God that needed somebody that could communicate, could talk on so that they could communicate and go through life, because God had a big job. And what you can't see right there is that God's the provider. The provider for this is God. God had something special in mind. Next slide. So God created this very special person called Adam. How did he do that? put him to sleep. Man, I'm glad he put him to sleep. You ever had a tooth? When your tooth wasn't dead enough and the dentist is working on it? Boy, he gets that little air. Man, I remember I was at the dentist and he was working on one of my teeth. Shot me and I wanted to shoot up. And I was having pain. And he said, oh, this little girl from Ukraine, she didn't take any pain medicine. Well, I wasn't no little girl and I wasn't from Ukraine. Shoot me up, doc. And all of a sudden, we see that. I'm glad that God put him to sleep. And this is the first day, by the way. I ask you how long that he was without her. They were both created in the same 24-hour period. And they were both inside of this. And he named all of those animals in that 24-hour period. And he had the capacity to do that. But even the capacity that all he had, he didn't even dream about what Eve would be like. Man, God is good. Intellect. A woman's intellectual, right? A woman thinks, right? Come on, men. Do women think? Okay. Are women emotional? Women are emotional. Hey, did anybody get candy or flowers for Valentine? Yeah, good. Okay, my wife brought me candy. Okay. All right, think about this. Emotional, will, do you have choice? Yes. Next slide. Looking at this, God made the woman perfect. I like that. Perfect in intellect, perfect in emotions, perfect in will of choice. God gave her a 10. She was wonderful. She was perfect. In all ways, she was perfect. Think about the people that you know. And how do you look upon them? Husband, wife, how do you look upon men, women? How do you look upon them? Do you look upon them as being created in the image of God? Do you look upon that woman as being a gift from God? Every woman that you see is a woman that's created in the image of God. God created women perfect as a woman. God created men perfect as a man. So we see perfection. Was God good to Adam? Yeah. You know what? God's caring and sharing hadn't changed. Next slide. Marriage, ordained by God. Genesis 22:23, and God said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman because she was taken out of a man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Scripture will continue on and say, what God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. But here, marriage ordained by God. Who put it that way? God did. God doesn't do any. Can you imagine this woman when she entered into marriage? Did you know that Adam didn't have to put up with a mother-in-law? It's true. My mother-in-law is one of the greatest women ever lived. I wish everybody could have experienced a mother-in-law like my mother-in-law was. Yeah, not as special as mine. God ordained this marriage. He brought it together. He put it together. And so therefore, when you begin to think about it, she was called woman, but she was taken out of the man. God had to work with the man before he brought the woman on the scene. But when he brought the woman on the scene, he brought her in right. And let every woman be lifted up. Only in Christianity is a woman received in the right light. Christianity is the only religion where a woman is where she belongs. And that's elevated. Therefore, a man going to leave his father and his mother and going to be joined to his wife, and they shall become one. I wanted to have an illustration for you this morning, but I'm just going to have to use your imagination. Have you ever seen the blowing up of balloons? You know, when you get these big old long balloons like we did in Dominican. I don't have the balloons, so y'all can visualize, okay? Okay, I got the balloon and I tied it. It's this long balloon. Can you see it? Okay, good. Now, on one side of it, I'm gonna tie it off. I'm gonna kind of make a little knot. Okay, y'all got that end of it. I'm coming this end. I'm rolling it around and I'm kind of tying it up. And can you see the other side? Can y'all see that? Now, here's what I'm gonna do though that's special. I'm going to take scissors, and right in the middle, I'm going to cut it. No. Remember, they're tied off? Now I've got two. I've got what? But they were all part of one. That's what God does with us. You see that? God's breath. To become one. Isn't that neat how that God does that? And He makes it special because He ordained the marriage. Next slide. God approved marriage. Okay, this is ordained. It was created by God, defined by God. By the way, the government can give it any kind of name it wants. And the government can say marriage is between who they want. It doesn't change the fact. God wrote the book. God wrote the definition between a man and a woman. And so therefore, because it's defined by God, it was created by God, and it's blessed by God. So what do we know? It's God's way. Marriage is never out of season. It's never updated, it's never refined, and it's never culturally out of place. Whoa! God ordained, God approved. To last on. Next slide. One of the things that God gave us is a marriage is to create children. And what you're looking at there is children, and my slide got a little grandchildren is one of the words that's missing up there. You see grandchildren of grandchildren. Somebody said you need to have grandchildren before you have children. Okay, but all of a sudden, this is my family. And God created our children and our grandchildren. That's one of the reasons why God created man and woman. Next slide. So when he brings it down to this, Adam and his wife were not embarrassed by their nakedness. The scripture says, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Isn't that beautiful? You see, there's something beautiful between a man and a woman. There's just something beautiful that's God's way. And when sin doesn't come in to mar the thing, there's innocence. There's beauty. And God is caring. God is caring. God knew what was best for Adam, and that was Eve. God is good all the time. God is good. And so God has in His mind what is best for you. So let's kind of bring this thing down. Next slide. Through what we're looking at here, we have a man and a woman. The woman is to be the helper. Animals couldn't get it. Had to find a suitable mate created by God. Marriage is wonderful. They were naked. God cares and God shares. Next slide. Which brings us to this moment. God cares for you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too. The purpose of marriage isn't to make us happy.
It's to make us holy, as we become more like Him.
I promise to love, honor, and respect you as you become more like Him.
And I promise to love, cherish, and protect you as you grow to become more like Him.
Like Him.
Just like Him.
It's not going to be easy.
No, it's not going to be easy. But it is good. And anything that good is always worth fighting for.
God made it special. Let's pray. Father, as we come before you this morning, we thank you for the creation story. We thank you that you made Adam and you made Eve. We thank you, Lord, that you brought them together and gave them a job to do, a purpose. Oh, Lord, you made all things good. And I know today, Lord, all things are good in your eyes. Help us to hear the truth about men and women. Help us not muddy it up, but help us to see the beauty. Lord, there's so much beauty in your creation. Help us to see it and know it. And when we look upon men and women, we can say, thank you, God. Thank you. So, Father, we pray your blessings on your people. We celebrate life. We celebrate Jesus Christ. For it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Jesus Christ, He knows what's best for you, as He did Adam and Eve. And He offers to you that gift of eternal life. Many of you this morning would like to receive that. If you would like to know it, that you have eternal life. You could know that this morning. Some of you may be struggling in your marriage. If you will think how God created two people so special, and that when they become more like Jesus, they come closer together. Think about the beauty. What is God speaking? What is your need? And you can say, wait a minute, that's not where I am today. Well, let's ask God to make you and lead you to that place. God is good. All the time. All the time. God is good. So the question is, do you believe? Do you believe? Many of you will want to make decisions. Have our deacons coming down front and we'll share together if you'd like to come and speak and share with them. Brother Bill's right here waiting on you. If you want to pray, we'll pray with you. Prayer altars are open. Think about the beauty. And so the question is, do you believe? And we can say, we believe. Let's stand together, okay? And sing along if you may. Salvation, we believe.
Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit.
Father, thank you for this day and the blessings of it. Lord, may the faith in Jesus Christ cause Satan to tremble as the church goes out with a loud voice, we believe. And Father, I pray for the homes. I pray for the families. I pray for those who are hurting and those who are rejoicing. I pray that each of us will hear the message that God cares and God shares of His goodness with us in this life. Bless now the homes. Bless the marriages. God, forgive us where we have failed you. Restore our nation to that place in which you want us to be. And God, send us out with a message. We believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.